Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Orbit, the Astros mascot. Look, I hate mascots, so they made me dress like one for Halloween. You on board with this dumb idea, Tony?
I'm a Philly fanatic. I'm not going to thumb my snout at it. Wilbon, you look great in that makeup. It looks wonderful.
Idiots.
Feel good about that?
No.
Really?
No.
Can I tell you the truth?
Halloween is like the worst day in the year. It really is. It's the worst day.
I didn't know Houston even had a mascot. I knew about the Philly Fanatic.
I knew about the Philly Fanatic.
Welcome to our PTI Halloween special, boys and girls. Today we will discuss the Rams playing frightfully, Philly fans trying to haunt the Astros tonight, and whether the 6-1 Vikings are scaring anyone. Do you see a theme there with those words? Haunt and scare. But we begin today with the top of the pyramid. The Philadelphia Eagles remain undefeated after drilling Pittsburgh 35-13 behind four touchdown passes of more than 20 yards by Jalen Hurts. The Buffalo Bills, who have one loss, remain thoroughly convincing after beating Green Bay 27-17 in a game they led comfortably throughout. Wilbon, which team had the more impressive win?
Tony, I'm not going to nominate either one of these for win of the century. These are the two best teams, I think, in the NFL playing fairly close to form. They didn't have to go out there and give a 10 performance to win these games. They weren't stretched out. I'm going to say Philly because they remain undefeated. And because their quarterback, Jalen Hurts, right now would get my vote for MVP. He would.
Mine too.
And, I mean, they're undefeated. Nobody had mine this too. Kid playing like this. Even this summer when projecting, a lot of people did project that Philly was going to be good. But it was all the talk was, oh, can Jalen Hurts uphold his end of the bargain? Because the defense is going to be right. This, going to be able to run the ball, the special teams, blah, 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 blah. They're all trying to keep up with him. I'm going to say Philly, knowing that Buffalo had a really nice win last night at home against the Packers.
Didn't you have a nose on? Did you take your nose off from the costume? You don't want the nose on because you look great.
Nose is off.
You diminished a little bit without that nose for the mascot. All right, I'm glad you went first on this because it allows me to introduce the WPI that we talked about on my podcast this morning, the Wilbon Power Index. I believe I have your top four teams like this. I believe you had Philadelphia 1, Buffalo 2, Dallas 3 and Kansas City 4. Am I correct on that?
That's it.
And you know that you and I differ at the top.
Yes.
I have Buffalo 1 because in the last few years, I believe Buffalo has gone from being a good team to a very good team to this year a potentially great team. You know, now, I don't want to knock Philadelphia.
That's
I will
fair.
Say that beating Pittsburgh is no particular accomplishment to me because Pittsburgh stinks this year without Ben Roethlisberger. They're historically bad in terms of Mike Tomlin's tenure because he's never had a losing season. But I agree with you on Jalen Hurts. And I'll just say this. I'm going to go to the backstory on this. The owner wanted Jalen Hurts a couple of years ago. The coach, Doug Peterson, said no. So they fired the coach. Normally, Mike, I would say you're a meddlesome owner. Shut up. Get out. Because I've seen this in Washington. But the owner
got
was right. Jalen Hurts gets better every single week.
Yeah.
His throws get better every single week. And they're unbeaten. And nobody else is.
And, Tony, I'll just say this about the difference between Philly and Buffalo for me. Buffalo was outplayed a game and a half. No big deal. But nobody's outplayed Philly for a game and a half of another one. Hasn't happened.
No, they haven't.
So if there's a tiebreaker, if we're splitting hairs, I'm going with Philly, which, you know, I don't even do. Let's move to the
I'm
NFC
from Philly,
West,
I get it.
Where the defending champs suddenly find themselves in third place in the division. The Rams fell to 3-4 after losing to the Niners yesterday. San Francisco's Christian McCaffrey had 94 yards rushing, 55 receiving. Also threw a 34-yard touchdown pass. Reminds me of the great late Walter Payton. Meanwhile, the surprising Seahawks lead the division at 5-3 after beating the Giants. Tony, are the Rams really the third best team in their own division?
Well, that depends. It depends on how they do against Arizona, because they could be fourth.
Yeah.
But I believe they beat Arizona in the one game that they had, so I'm good with them being third. I will say this about the Rams. The teams they have lost to this year are at the top of the mountain. They've lost to the Bills, the 49ers, the Cowboys, the 49ers. So those are really good teams. I just want to get off them for a second, get to the Seahawks and the 49ers. The Seahawks are probably the most surprising team in the entire NFL. Everybody said they'd go straight downhill when Russell Wilson left.
Not more than the Giants and the
and
Jets.
More surprising. Geno Smith has been much better this year than Russell Wilson. He's got a completion percentage of 72.7,
yeah,
and it leads the league. But I don't think they're as good as the 49ers now. And I think acquiring Christian McCaffrey could be the one thing that tilts the entire season. He had a rushing touchdown. He had a passing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. Raise your hand if anybody on your team had that. He may be the difference this year.
Well, Tony, that's why that trade was, you know, such a big deal, is that he didn't mean anything to the Carolina Panthers. He's not having any impact on that team, but he can have impact on this team. And so, yeah, for me to put him in the same sentence as Walter Payton, you know what I think that means. Because I actually attended and covered a game where Walter Payton did that, did those three things in one game against Washington, by the way. Tony, they're the third best team at best. You mentioned how good the 49ers are. The 49ers did lose to the Bears, so let's not get so carried away. Make them the Joe Montana, Jerry Rice 49ers or the Steve Young 49ers. Not quite yet. But, yeah, they're the third best team, and they got a ways to go if they're going to catch it. They've already lost twice to San Francisco, so that tiebreaker's out the window. Seattle does seem to be better. And, by the way, Geno's playing for a coach who's going to go to the Hall of Fame. Russell Wilson seems to be playing for a dope who should be fired.
And you may be right on that. Okay. I'll just say that to see Kyle Shanahan, who is a good coach, who learned from his father, Mike Shanahan, how to design plays that work, to see him with the possibility of Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel, and who's the tight end? Give me the tight end's name because he's really good. Okay. All right, George Kittle. To see them on the field together, that is like giving John Dillinger the keys to the bank.
Don't forget IU. They got weapons everywhere, dude. They do.
Yeah, Brandon IU. We turn to the World Series now. The Astros won game two after dropping game one in terrible fashion, blowing a 5-0 lead. So the series is tied, scheduled to resume tonight in Philadelphia. Weather permitting, there's rain coming. Both games that we've seen so far have been great television. Wilbon, how should the Astros feel heading into Philly for three games?
I mean, they should feel, you know, indomitable, as they clearly do feel. That's how they feel. Yeah, they lost a game with a 5-0 lead, but they could look at themselves as they did for game two and say, we had a 5-0 lead. Seriously? They. I'm not saying they're not taking the Phillies in that lineup seriously, because they are. But they got the Phillies aces. They got to Nola and Wheeler. All right? So,
that's right.
I mean, I know Philly at some finally got to Verlander, but they didn't get to Valdez. So the Astros still, I should have a toothpick in my mouth in honor of Dusty Baker. The Astros still, Tony, should feel invincible rolling through this postseason if they even get to tonight's game three.
Does Orbit make road trips? Will you be going up to Philadelphia later to make sure that you're out in the stands, out and about? All right. So let me get to how the Astros should feel. This is a situation where something's got to give. The Astros in these playoffs so far are 3-0 on the road. The Phillies in these playoffs so far are 5-0 at home. All right. And you may remember that they won three in a row and knocked your boys, San Diego Padres, who you like so much, knocked them right out of the ballgame. So something is going to change. Both games have started out the same way. The Astros with early leads, a lot of runs. 5-0 in game one, 5-0 in game two. They blew game one. Verlander imploded, and the bullpen, which has been the best in baseball, did give up a single run, and they lost that game. But to me, if you're the Astros, you feel extraordinarily confident because you've gone up 5-0
invincible
in both of these games, and you've got Altuve
That's
hitting.
That's where we are.
Altuve had three hits in game two, including a first-pitch double that led to a 3-0 first inning score. And as you say, they put 10 runs total on Nola and Wheeler.
Alvarez not hitting. But Altuve confident. Is. And Altuve ignites that team.
Confident.
And I told you going into confident. This, I know he was That's terrible right. in the first two rounds. Didn't matter. Because he was going to get it back. He's a tinkerer. Terrible. He figured it out. And now your Phillies, you people, you I-95 people, you're in trouble.
You people. Let's take a break. Coming up, the Vikings win again, but does anyone find them frightening?
And is Michigan's tunnel to blame for Saturday's scary situation that led to four suspensions and may lead to more punishment?
You see this? I got these on my legs, too. I got the full outfit. Pretty good.
I got the full outfit, the full goofy outfit.
You took the nose off.
The nose
took,
fell off.
It's not the full outfit. You took the nose off.
Well, you don't have a
Pardon
nose.
Pardon the interruption is presented by Guinness. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/PTI. That's amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to Pardon the Interruption, presented by Guinness. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
It's mail time, where we let the viewers decide the topics, which makes it the scariest game we play. I'll reach in the mailbox. I'll see what's first.
Mail time!
The Vikings are 6-1, but are you sure they're good?
No, I'm not sure of anything seven games in. We've seen teams go 6-1 occasionally even and not make the playoffs. So there's plenty of time to implode. Look, Tony, the reason I think that people don't believe in the Vikings is because people never really express great, great, great confidence in their starting quarterback, Kirk Cousins. You and I lived through that in Washington where, you know, sometimes he can be pretty good. And yet people were always looking to replace him. The Washington football team, by whatever name they were then, didn't really want to sign him to a long-term deal. The Vikings, he's done pretty well in Minnesota, but yet there's this feeling that they somehow could do better. And you are never really any better in terms of perception than your quarterback is perceived, and that's why we're not certain. I think they're pretty good. They're going to win the division, but I don't know beyond that.
Okay. They're a very competent football team. They've won five games in a row, and each one of them has been by one score. So we know they can win tight games. Am I sold on them? No. I view them the way you, for years, viewed the San Diego Chargers, as a team that took a nap in
That's
a big
right.
game and never realized its potential.
A little bit better.
Vikings have been on national television once this year. I believe it was a Monday night game, and they lost that game, leading me to the same conclusion I always have, Mike, which is when the light shines brightest, they start to melt.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins made a tremendous amount of money and has very good statistics, but how many games, important games, has he won? So they're going to have to show me. I'm in the show me phase now.
Tony, you know what? They got some great players, including running back and receiver. All right? So the Vikings on offense, they might not be San Francisco, but they're pretty darned dangerous if they get to the playoffs and have a run.
Next question. Do you blame the single tunnel at the Big House for what went down after Michigan beat Michigan State?
No, the tunnel's been there forever. I've been in the tunnel several times going to games there. No, Tony, I blame the players who acted badly. I blame the players who acted badly. And, you know, Jim Harbaugh has called for some real tough punishment, including prosecution. And you know what? If that happened, then some of those kids would go to the Big House. Oh, I'm not talking about the one in Ann Arbor. I'm talking about a scarier Big House. Okay? Now, I think that's a bit much, but I can see some expulsions coming. I mean, you don't have, there's no place for this. It's a rivalry, but there's no place for that.
The single tunnel is probably not a great idea.
No.
Especially when you have in-state rival teams. But as you said, it's been there for over
100 years. Yeah.
And if it was the cause of this, then after every single game, there'd be incidents like this. And that hasn't happened. So we're not going to blame the tunnel.
No.
Michigan State didn't blame the tunnel. They suspended those players. They blamed the players. The players did this. They gathered around and they beat down a Michigan player. It's a bad look. It's a bad thing. It's scary. And there's no particular defense for it. And by the way, nobody's tried to defend it.
That's right.
Because there's no defense for something like this.
There's no defense, Tony. So I expect
something
else harsher to come down.
Harbaugh saying prosecutions.
Well.
Prosecutions.
Yeah, it might be a little
harsh. Does seem a little bit harsh to me.
A little harsh. But there's
something
else coming.
But I agree with you about expulsion.
There's more coming.
You know. Yeah. Enough email. Let's take one last break. Still to come. A treat for Panthers fans turns into a trip.
Ooh. And Halloween becomes a day to forget for Auburn head coach Brian Harsin. Halloween is a day to forget for everybody. It really is.
You know, the original Philly fanatic, Dave Raymond, was great.
How do you know his name?
He's great. So I know these things.
There's only, a couple of mascots worth a darn. The gorilla.
I'm a mascot
the
guy.
The gorilla and the chicken.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pardon the Interruption is presented by Guinness. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Happy time, people. Happy 52nd birthday, Steve Traxel. Not as famous as Al Downing is for giving up number 715 to Hank Aaron, but Traxel is well known for giving up number 62 to Mark McGwire, when that pushed McGwire to a place no hitter had ever gone. That was in 1998, when McGwire and Sammy Sosa thrilled people with their home run exploits. That was before common knowledge of steroids and before Barry Bonds got to 73. McGwire and Sosa were pals, so when McGwire hit 62 against the Cubs, Cubs infielders shook his hand on the way around the bases, and Sosa came in from right field to embrace him. This didn't sit well with Traxel, who later said, quote, "I wasn't too happy with it. This is our opponent. Obviously, it was great for baseball, it was great for fans, but when it happened, I wasn't happy," unquote.
Yeah, Tony, I was at that game, and as a kid who grew up pitching through high school, I understood what Traxel felt. I mean, I wasn't shocked when Sosa came in, but everybody sort of treated it like, and this is a hated rival. This wasn't like, you know, the Cubs were playing Seattle. And this is the hated rival for 120 years. I still have mixed emotions about it.
Happy anniversary, Washington Nationals. On this day 3 years ago, the Nats capped off an improbable postseason run with a Game 7 victory over the Astros, the seventh straight game in the World Series won by the road team. After missing the start in Game 5 with a pinched nerve in his neck, Max Scherzer held the Astros to 2 runs in 5 innings, and the Nats scored 6 unanswered. The Nats were 12 games below 500 on May 23rd. They closed like a freight train. In the playoffs, they were 5-0 in elimination games, despite trailing in all five. The core of that team is all gone already. Scherzer, Trey Turner, Anthony Rendon, Juan Soto, all on other teams. Steven Strasburg, always injured, hardly ever pitches. Howie Kendrick and Adam Eaton have retired.
Tony, Strasburg is like the one main major dude left from that? And we're not talking 10 years ago or even 5 years ago. Wow.
Yeah. It feels like it was forever ago, doesn't it?
It does.
It really does, because they're so bad now. Happy trails to a win for the Panthers. In the wildest game on the board yesterday, DJ Moore hauled in a 62-yard touchdown pass from PJ Walker with 12 seconds left that clearly would give Carolina the win with the extra point. But Moore snatched off his helmet in celebration, and he was flagged for unsportsmanlike conduct. The penalty moved the extra point back to where it was a 48-yard kick, and Eddie Pinheiro missed it, sending the game into OT. In overtime, Pinheiro missed a 32-yard field goal. Atlanta eventually won on a field goal, 37-34. Tremendously exciting game. Three different touchdowns in the last 306 of regulation. Moore said afterwards of his helmet removal, and I quote, "It was a natural reaction, but you still got to know you can't do that," unquote.
Yeah, you got to know it. And it's not a natural reaction. It's a self-indulgent reaction. He's a hell of a player, Tony. One of your people, by the way, a Philly kid, even though he went to the University of Maryland, but Philly kid, what are you doing? You cost your team probably a win. And it doesn't mean he's not a great player.
You killed
it seems
him
like
on social media.
Huh? Yeah, I did.
You killed him.
I did.
And he should have.
Idiot move.
A bonus happy trails to Brian Harsin. Auburn fired their head football coach after less than two seasons. Auburn lost to Arkansas on Saturday to fall to 3-5 on this season, 9-12 overall since Harsin took over for Gus Malzahn. There's already been speculation that Jackson State's Deion Sanders will be a prime candidate for that opening.
Tony, it does seem like, and I've talked to a couple of people who are involved intimately in college football, who say, oh yeah, Deion would want or does want that opening if it became available. This conversation was before yesterday. Now that it's available, it's going to be interesting to see. Will Auburn feel the same way? Will they be attracted to Deion coming there? What attention that would bring in that state. And, I mean, an Alabama-Auburn game with Deion and Saban going against each other? Wow.
You look at Auburn fires people all the time.
They win, though, too. Yeah, they do. Mean,
I understand. And sometimes they win national championships
yes.
and probably fire people.
Yeah.
LSU fires people. People who have won national. I mean, that
I
particular
it.
Conference is the best conference. And people,
and the craziest.
I don't want to say they come and go randomly because Saban's been there forever, but you better win.
Or they'll throw you out.
They pay you a lot of money to win.
Yeah.
They don't care about anything else except you winning. Let's go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Bears traded top linebacker Roquan Smith to the Ravens for a second and a fifth. They're shedding defense. What are they doing?
They're shedding everything. I don't think they know what they're doing. He's going to have, this new GM is going to have a lot of draft picks and a lot of money to get free agents. Let's see if he knows what he's doing. And if he just wants to get rid of everybody he didn't draft, is he going to get rid of Justin Fields too? I'm close, the closest I've ever been to simply turning my back on the Bears. I'm not going to do it. I don't have it in me, but I'm close. Tua threw three touchdowns and the Dolphins win over the Lions. Zach Wilson threw three picks and the Jets lost to the Patriots. What was more significant?
If you're not going to do it, then you're not close. You're not turning your back. Two is more significant. The MVP is Hurts. Second is Josh Allen. Two is third. They're 5-0 if he starts and finishes games. Derrick Henry rushed for 219 yards and two touchdowns in a win over the Texans. You're impressed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, tied O.J. and Adrian Peterson for most 200-yard rushing games in a career. Six of them. Tennessee, Ohio State tied for number two behind Georgia in the college rankings. Who's better?
I got Ohio State, but we'll see if Tennessee beats Georgia. Last one, Russell Westbrook came off the bench to spark the Lakers' first win. Your thoughts?
First win. That's my thought.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. I'm the Philly Fanatic.
I'm Mike Wilbon or some Astro dude. Same time tomorrow, Knuckleheads. And now to get you set for Monday Night Football, here's Susie Culber and the Countdown crew.
Are they in costume? Or is it just us?
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.